Suffice it to say, these are some of the most difficult teachings of Jesus, and they are placed by St. Matthew together in a single sermon. Virtually every famous saying of Christ's, virtually every most difficult teaching of Christ is amalgamated here. So the famous, "No offer no resistance to one who is evil. If someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well." Even people who aren't Christians are probably familiar with this teaching of Christ. So basically, it seems to me that Jesus is counseling willing victimhood. Willing victimhood. I'm perhaps the only priest in the room, so it wouldn't surprise me if you would not have read a book that Blessed Fulton Sheen wrote in the mid-20th century for a priest. In this book, which is the fruit of decades of his own reflection on his priesthood and also as somewhat of a famous priest himself, interactions with many other priests, he said something that really, really struck me, and I've since learned has really struck other priests who've read the book too. He says this. I'm paraphrasing, you know, somewhat, but I have been a priest for many years. I have known thousands of priests. I have interacted with them, and I have heard the testimonies of many, certainly hundreds, as to their motivations for wanting to be a priest in the first place. Those motivations have been varied and noble. I have heard men testify that they wish to be a priest in order to save souls, in order to spread the gospel, in order to heal, in order to make Christ better known to the world, and 100 other good motivations. Yet in all of my years, I have never heard a single person say, "I wish to be a priest in order to be a victim." And yet, as he goes on to unpack, willing victimhood is essential to the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It's not periphery, it's essential. But I can tell you that I and virtually, you know, probably every priest I know, in those moments in which we are required to be unwilling victims, we utterly revolt internally against that injustice, because it is injustice. Yet, so you're not priests, but by extension, our Lord says, you know, when someone strikes you on one cheek, turn the other, offer the other one as well. If somebody takes you to law over your tunic, you know, give him your cloak as well, etc. He's there preaching to everyone. He is, seems to me, saying, be a not just a victim, a willful, willing victim. You know, don't raise your hands, but how many people here look for opportunities to be willing victims, or at least don't chafe when victimhood comes your way, right? We all do. I haven't read voluminous lives of the saints or autobiographies, but I'm trying to think, like, was there a saint or were there saints whom I knew who really had a spirituality that they really did desire to be victims? There's probably many. The only one, though, whom I can think of is Thérèse of Lisieux. She writes that she actually got to a point in which she would delight in being a victim. Yeah, so I'm a long way from that. And you probably are too, but I mean, I'm just, is it not apparently the spirituality of Jesus Christ to be a willing victim? So I don't present myself as an example of the spirituality, just to say, Fulton Sheen, you know, kind of like that point that he made hit me between the eyes. Never met a single priest ever whose motivation was for the priesthood was to be a victim. And yet, we're missing something, apparently.